Let's track you then. You came to Oklahoma with American Airlines in 1978. Why was it? Why did American Airlines bring you here?
In the Air Force, my husband was a procurement officer, and so he made arrangements with American Airlines in the maintenance base. His name is Frank Sears. He still lives here in Tulsa, and we are good friends and have actually played duplicate bridge in the last year or two before COVID as partners. And Frank set up American Airlines maintenance to do maintenance for military planes. So for that time period when we came here, he was sort of a liaison between the military and American and seeing what services this maintenance base could offer. So that's what he did. We divorced in 1980, and I decided to stay in Tulsa. This was a community that I had no relatives here, but I had four children here, and we had made good friends here. And since I had moved around my whole life, I decided I'd like to stay in a place where my kids could call home, and we did, and I've never regretted staying in Oklahoma at all.
Right. So then what did you do then? You said you have to be doing things.
I ran the Tulsa run. I had begun to run in 1978, and, you know, I'd been a stay-at-home mom for all those years, and I was turning, I guess, 30, and bought a pair of running shoes, and I had a brother-in-law who was like 18 years younger than me, and he had come here, and I was teaching him to swim. And he was getting ready to go to college and didn't know how to swim. He grew up on a farm. And so he said, why don't you run with me? And we went running around Thoreau track at the time. And it seemed easy. And so obviously it was we went to Famous Footwear and looked at a Runner's World magazine. And they had two shoes, an Adidas and a Brooks. And I picked a Brooks. And I've never quit running since. But as I started running, and with that, setting goals and having some, you know, personal success with it, I translated that into getting into the workforce. And so I entered the workforce in 1980.
I want to talk more about running at the end of our sure, your professional life, but I'm glad you brought it in then and how you actually got started.